Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alicia and Joel with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news this morning, Redland City Council are investigating what appears to be a strategic poisoning of trees and wildlife in front of the Stradbroke Island Beach Hotel. It is suspected that the trees have been methodically poisoned alongside the surrounding bush ecosystem, which according to residents is showing signs of contamination. Currently there are no clear perpetrators and there is no hard evidence aside from the decaying surrounding habitat.
A new Sunshine Coast school is being built for children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder and is set to open in Term 1 next year. Autism Queensland's Brightwater campus offers full and part-time programs for 70 prep to Year 10 students and is the sixth campus to open in the state. Autism Queensland school principal Kathy Drummond said, "It was really important for us that we wanted to have a campus that was accessible for all, staff, students and the local community."
In national news, the New South Wales government has passed the Equity Bill that allows transgender individuals to change their birth certificates without performing surgery. The leader in the upper house, Penny Sharp, said the bill was the next step in the journey to make the state more inclusive and safer for LGBTQI+ communities. Liberal MPs Susan Carter and Rachel Merton, however, worry that the bill could threaten women-only spaces and make people overlook women's rights in the public sphere.
Northern Territory Indigenous Rangers in Arnhem Land have made a discovery of four illegal Indonesian fishing boats hidden in mangroves and are asking the Border Force and Fisheries Management Authority to ramp up surveillance and enforcement in the area. Rangers and traditional owners are concerned about the impact the boats could have on the marine environment and Indigenous sacred sites, with more and more sightings of these vessels in the area. Northern Land Council Chairman Matthew Ryan said the increase in illegal fishing should be a major concern for all Australians.
In international news, former Seoul police chief has been found not guilty of neglecting their responsibilities following the fatal 2022 Halloween crowd crush incident that claimed the lives of 159 people. An investigation led by the National Police Agency found that police and local officials failed to plan effective crowd control measures, even though they expected more than 100,000 people to gather for the event, although the court ruled that there wasn't enough evidence to back up these claims. Families and community members are devastated, however, that the officials that were responsible for this event have not been penalised and are calling for prosecutors to appeal their decision.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.